Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spins it and he spins it. And he'll do the same thing to Pretty. And then when Pretty fights back, oh, I can't wait.
Do you think he's going to fight back? I mean, do you think Tom Brady is
nah,
going?
I think Tom will just.
Well, he did a masterful job. You got to give Pretty that. His exit and how he did this whole thing these last 3 months, it, you know, because he knew Bob was going to do this. He knew it. So he put it out there every step of the way. So everybody knows that that's rubbish, that they didn't give this kid, you know, a valid offer at all, which, I mean, as much as I like to bust the kid's balls, this league is predicated on quarterback play.
Right.
Quarterback play. And there's no way. That just goes to show you the stupidity of the rest of the league. Like, you know, there's a few teams maybe that shouldn't have been interested, but some of these other schleps, like, give me a break. Vegas, I told you those people are idiots. Like, none of them put a full-court press on this kid like should have been. He should have got $60 million guaranteed worth on a three-year deal. He's better than most of the league.
What do you think the deal is going to be, Wiggy?
I'd say probably is going to be somewhere between 2 years, $60 million guaranteed, you know, $62 million. And that's what the going rate is. I mean, that's kind of, you know, he's probably getting a little bit more. He'll probably get a little bit more than Drew Brees and Phillip Rivers, which he should.
So word is, deal is done.
Right. They're just working on the final details, according to Schefter.
If you're just joining us, deal is done, agreed to. And all that is left is for Tom Brady to announce it.
Right. And Tom Curran yesterday, this one sentence is exactly the only thing you need to know. In the end, a tangible effort by the Patriots to keep Tom Brady in New England never happened. I mean, that is all you need to know. Bob Kraft can call 500 media personalities off the record to tell them things, or off the air to get them to say something on the air.
Hold on. He's calling right now. Let me just take this.
God, you keep getting briefed.
So awkward.
You can't win without a $25+ million a year quarterback. You can't win.
You cannot win in the NFL without that. Hello, Michael.
What's going on, y'all?
What's up, Michael?
So you had Tom Brady on your show every Monday, right?
Yes.
So now's the time you want to start talking bad about him? Really?
How am I talking bad about him?
Because you're carrying Mr. Kraft's water. Why are you doing that?
How am I doing that?
Because you're making it seem like the Patriots are innocent in this one. Everybody knows they pushed him out.
I don't think that he wanted to be here. And I don't think the Patriots, Bill Belichick, I won't say the Patriots.
What did their actions show you that they did?
Whose actions? Which?
The Patriots. They didn't make him no type of offer.
Right, because Drew Brees
can walk around and grandstand because he knows that the Saints have respect for him. Eli Manning stole all that money from the Giants. What did those guys do? They didn't do a third of what Tom Brady did. And you guys are sitting there being ungrateful, especially you. You're talking out of both sides of your
mouth. Michael, I am not ungrateful. Get out of here. I'm not ungrateful.
Yeah, you are.
The Patriots
got the toughest schedule in the NFL next year. They're going to get their teeth kicked in. And instead of you being honest about everything, you're sitting there acting like it's Brady's fault.
Let me ask you a question about Bill Belichick. What is his long-standing philosophy when it comes to veteran players?
He never won without Brady. That's all I got to say. He never won without Brady.
Amen.
He got fired in Cleveland, and he was a Mo Lewis
playoff game. Went to a playoff game.
He would have got fired in two places.
I think
he never even been to a championship game on his own. And you're over here kissing his toes like he's done anything. He's going 6-10 this year. You're going to still be carrying his water. Good job, Greg.
Oh, my God. Call of the decade. Right. Michael.
I like that guy. That was amazing.
A plus.
We should get Michael in here.
Yeah.
I like Michael. Get him in here.
Brought a lot of energy right there.
I believe didn't Bill Belichick win or get the Cleveland Browns to the last playoff game they were in?
He did. He did. But that was
that's a whole other narrative.
But he took a team
Danielle. Hold on.
No, there's only so many times I can correct you.
Okay.
But that Cleveland Brown team was in the AFC championship a couple years prior to him getting there. So with the same roster, he didn't do as well. Let's be honest here. When Bill Belichick does not have Tom Brady, and we've seen it here in New England, how has he done?
He's done very well with Tom Brady.
No, when he doesn't have Brady.
We don't have a body of work.
We have the 2008 season.
How did he do with Matt Castle? I hate this argument.
Well, he won 11-5 and missed the playoffs.
Is that pretty good? Would you be happy with 11-5 this year?
Not when the team the year before is 16-0.
You lost 7 wins from the year prior. 7 wins without Brady.
Guess what? You know who you don't have on this team next year? I don't think Randy Moss is playing. Is Wes Welker there?
No, he's not. Probably not. Probably not. Neither of them. Hello, Shayla.
Hi.
What's up, Shayla?
How are you?
What's up?
So here's my thought. I'm a wife of a sports fan. I'm not a sports fan.
Yes,
I think all these guys are overpaid. However, my question is between Brady and Belichick, they've always forged this team. We're a great team. We're a great team. We're great together. Do you think part of this is that they have to prove that they can do it without each other?
I think there's some of that. I think they're.
We both know that they're great. They're both great at playing the media. They're both great at getting the attention they need, causing stirring up questions and speculations. Is there a chance that this is kind of this was the plan? This was on purpose?
No. If you would ask who would want to win with the other one more, who do you think that person would be in this relationship?
I would say that would be Belichick.
Right. Because if you went to Bill and say, hey, Tom, we're going to give you 2 years, $52 million, fully guaranteed. Don't you think Tom would sign on the dotted line? But Bill would be more likely to be like, well, you know, we don't. So I think Bill wants to prove that he can win more without Brady than Brady wants to prove he can win without Belichick.
I can agree with that, but I can also agree with the fact that Brady has something to prove because he only has 2 years left, if at best.
True. All right, Shayla, thank you. This is certainly the biggest thing to happen in Tampa, Florida, since the no touching during lap dances ordinance was overturned several years ago.
Correct.
We're going to talk to a Tampa sports radio guy coming up in just a little bit.
Ooh.
About the excitement down there. I believe Nick already was on the waiting list for tickets. Is that correct?
He was spending last night in a virtual waiting room, which I thought was very smart of him, considering he may have the corones. So, but he was online trying to get season tickets. I don't know if he was successful.
They're going to sell out quick.
I wish Nick would have called in this morning. We haven't heard from him at all.
Well, he doesn't know that kind of thing, Curtis. Come on. He's
really?
Yes, he doesn't. All right. We are going.
Then he got better things to do.
He called in as Derek the Steelers fan.
Participating, Wiggy.
What else is he going to do? He's stuck home like everybody else.
Well, then call in as yourself. Call in a fake Derek the Steelers.
I mean, I don't see you doing impressions.
I don't. I don't.
Stayed in his lane. That's why.
That's right.
Didn't you do your Trump impression?
I do my one Trump. I do Trump and Scarface.
All right. So we'll check the mood in Tampa coming up. But right now, what is trending?
Don't miss a minute of your favorite WEEI shows by using the all-new Rewind feature in your radio.com app. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, Ian Rappaport of NFL Network reports it's a done deal agreed upon Tom Brady to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for $30 million per year on a per-year basis. Adam Schefter says the sides are negotiating language in the contract, but nothing expected to prevent Brady from announcing he's the next Bucs QB.
Wait a minute. When you say on a per year basis, they're reporting that, so it's 30, is it 30 million for 1 year and then reevaluate after this year?
Kind of what it's looking like.
Huh. Interesting, Wiggy. Mm-hmm. It's not a multi-year deal. I thought, I thought Tom wanted a multi-year deal.
Well, what's that tell you? He would have took a 1 year deal if you gave him a legitimate offer.
And it has nothing to do with the personnel that was going to be around him.
In your opinion,
you could give him $30 million and he still would have come here with the personnel that was going to be around him.
Yeah,
I don't buy that.
I bet if you make a legitimate offer,
I don't buy that. I don't think he wanted to be here. I think that maybe what happened or didn't happen once free agency began was a factor in this for Tom Brady. Go ahead. Sorry, Danielle.
Well, we have to give our Dale Arnold credit. He was first to report Brady was headed there yesterday. Rap Sheet also reports teams that were interested in Brady were under the impression that Brady wanted to bring Antonio Brown with him, and we did discuss that earlier. Tampa Bay Times reported 2,000 Buccaneers fans were in a digital line for tickets very soon after the report surfaced. Tampa ranked 30th in attendance last year with just over 51,000 fans per game. They also will be the host site for Super Bowl 55 on February 7th, 2021. Per the Boston Herald, Bill Belichick was reportedly a little shocked when Brady called him to inform him that he was leaving. And per NFL Media's Mike Garofolo, the Pats are signing former Arizona wideout Demir Byrd to a one-year deal. The 5'9 receiver caught 32 passes in 11 games this past year with one TD. Now, who's Tom Brady's replacement, Wiggy, here? Stidham, Jameis Winston coming here, Cody Kessler? Who are we looking at?
If you're going to do anything, draft somebody with that number 23 overall pick, and maybe that's the guy. Go after your first rounder and see if you can grab one of these kids.
Rebuild.
Yeah, that's what you're right.
It's a rebuilding decade.
Yeah, that's what it is. Danielle, exactly right. Rebuilding decade.
The Carolina Panthers locked up Teddy Bridgewater for 3 years, $63 million. Elsewhere in sports, Kevin Durant has tested positive for coronavirus per The Athletic, one of four Brooklyn Nets players to do so, although he doesn't have symptoms at the moment, so that's good news. Nets played the Celtics March 3rd in Boston, 3 days before the Seas played Utah and Rudy Gobert, and that's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Easy to beat from a tree with no Vaseline. Just a match and a little bit of gasoline. Light him up, burn him up, flame on. So that Jerry Curl is gone. On a permanent vacation.
Wiggy's choice this morning. Wiggy, I believe you referenced that earlier. We don't need to revisit what you said.
Yep.
I believe you were referencing that earlier on the show with regard to the way
the
way you feel the Patriots did Tom Brady, as they say.
Yep.
They did him wrong, is what you're saying.
They did that boy done dirty.
Now, a 617 texter says, please tell Wiggy and Curtis that Robert Kraft stayed out of this. I'm sure Bill told him to, and he stuck his nose in the Garoppolo thing, and that's why they are in the situation they are in now without a quarterback of the future.
So then why go to the paper and say that, you know, if Brady really wanted to come back, he could have came back. I love him like a son. Why don't you say, listen, I stayed out of it. It was Bill's decision. He's the guy I hired to make the football decisions.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think Bill told him to stay out of it and he did?
Yes.
Okay. And isn't that good management?
I think it was collective.
Don't you hire the, you know, what was Steve Jobs' philosophy, you know.
Don't hire Wiggy.
Essentially, if I'm
I would never work for that company.
If I'm the smartest person in the room, then we have the wrong people in the room.
Right.
You know, essentially, you hire the most talented people and you let them do what they think is the right thing to do. So
Let them tell you what to do.
So you think he stayed out of it. Why is it that having stayed out of it, his opinion can't be that Tom Brady, if Tom Brady wanted to be here, that they would have reached a deal, he and Bill.
Because that's disingenuous. It's not true.
And no good businessman gets there from staying out of it. Any good businessman will say, okay, I have people in the room that I entrust to make good decisions, but when I have some input, I'm gonna give my 2 cents.
Bob Kraft loves accountability unless it's about him. And you can't walk around saying that you run the team, that you're this icon, this business mogul wearing the Air Force One, Kraft shoes, all of that. And then when the greatest player that we will ever have under your employ leaves, just say, woe is me, I couldn't do it. If he wanted to be here, I guess he could have stayed, but I wasn't a part of the negotiation. You can't have it both ways.
We got a lot of water carriers around here.
You guys carrying Tom's water, and I'm carrying the
Robert Kraft's water. No, it's not about
Robert Kraft's
water. It's not about carrying water. It is. It's about yeah, look. It's it about
is. At least
it's
I a, can. At least
no,
I
you're
can
not looking
it.
At it. Look at it from. A fan's perspective. You want your team to be competitive and good. You're hoping that the organization puts the best team on the football field. And you look which guys are going to help you win. And when you have an opportunity to put Brady on the center as your quarterback to help your team win, that's the best decision and the best option.
This is Walter from Boston. What's up, Walter?
Hey, what's up, Greg, Kurt? And all you guys, listen, I called a couple weeks ago and I told you to get off Brady's jock. And I'm saying the same thing. Listen, he can't do it. There's nothing else he can do. He's done enough here. Stop crying. now we get to see how Belichick, see how big of a genius he is since he's gone. So now we can sit back and see what Brady does with another team and see what the Patriots do. My brother thinks they should just tank the season for another quarterback next year.
I've heard some people say that.
I would tank for Trevor Lawrence.
I
would probably tank for Justin Fields, but either way.
I don't think Bill Belichick is that guy.
Hey, Wiggy, listen. Bro, this stop crying. Kurt, stop crying. Let him go. He's done enough.
Yeah, but why do you want to let a guy go that can still help your team win another championship?
They have no weapons, though. They have
but
no money.
Let's stop with the money. The money thing is so overblown that we see teams that are supposed to be close to the cap, and they make moves.
If it was going to be a season like last year, I'd rather him go.
You look at the Rams. Everybody talked about, the Rams can't do this. Rams can't do that. They went out and they said they signed Jared Goff to a ton of money.
What's Tom Brady's cap number with the New England Patriots at $30 million a year? It's ridiculous. They couldn't do any
six championships. But he got six championships. What else do you want?
If you sign him for 25, if you give him a 25 million,
why do you think he was taking 25 if he's going to get 30?
Because
I think
I think that's the going rate. I think if he gets 25 here, I think he says, you know what? I'd rather stay here for 25 than go to Tampa for $5 million a year. Right?
I mean, if Giselle thinks we're tacky, what's she going to think about Tampa, Florida?
Oh, forget about it.
I mean, no disrespect to Tampa. Weather's beautiful, but
I don't think Giselle's going to be down there. I think Tom will be down there, and the kids will be in New York, and that's how they're going
to
do it.
Because we already heard the report that Tom said, I want to be somewhere close to New York, right?
Right.
Yes.
That was from Darlington yesterday.
The East Coast. Yeah. I mean, that's close to New York. And
Tampa's a, what, two-hour flight?
And I'll gladly carry the water for Brady for the rest of my life. He's the greatest player I'll ever see in any sport, and Bill Belichick and Bob Kraft should be forever indebted to him for what he's done for their careers.
I think Bill said he loves them.
Yeah, why didn't he tell him that when they were negotiating? Why was it business as usual? Then the second he's agreed to leave, do you praise him?
Yes, Curtis. When you're negotiating, that's what you do is you walk in.
Well, it shows it's disingenuous.
And you tell somebody, I will pay you whatever you want. Just give me the number, and I'll write the check tomorrow.
What do you think Steve Belichick makes as the defensive coordinator?
It's
probably trade. He gets trade at some of their partners.
You
like
sound
Modell's
like
or
fraudulent
something.
As a fan.
Sound fraudulent?
Yeah, because if I would have said the same thing, right, if you take a player like Bergeron, who might be a little bit older, mm-hmm. and maybe, you know, you say, well, you know what, the guy wants to re-sign, but we don't want to keep him around. I think most people would be like that, would be dumb on their part, and I think Brady's the same way. There are certain players, when you look at the production that they're still putting in their respective sport of what they're doing and what he means to your team, I think you not re-signing Brady does not make your team better. It's not good for your business. And when you look at it, aren't those the two most important things?
You sound ungrateful.
What do you mean?
Everything Bill Belichick did for you.
But I'm not saying Bill's
you sound
a,
so.
But you make it sound
you,
like
you,
I'm saying
you,
Bill's
you,
a horrible
act,
coach.
You act like he's an idiot. Like,
no,
he's, a,
you,
like
no.
he's a like he's like he's a ninny.
Didn't I say
that
Bill,
he's not that he's not going to be able to put a football team
I
on
say,
the field that can perform?
Didn't I say
you sound so ungrateful?
No, I said he's the greatest coach of all times, but he still makes.
He's
bad
the greatest
decisions.
Coach of all time who's going to fail miserably without one player.
He'll make bad decisions.
Without one player. Listen to this. My God, like he's the gunner.
I already told you, right? If you want to be successful, you need a quarterback that is a $25 million a year type of quarterback. You don't have that.
Greg Hill just compared Tom Brady to the long snapper.
Look at
Hello, Joe. Hello, hey, Joe.
Yeah, hi. How you doing?
What's up, Joe?
I think everybody's underestimating the intelligence of Belichick. I think I think what happened is I think he's been planning on going to the Giants for years, and when they hold that spot for him, I think he blew the team up on purpose because he doesn't want to have to compete with them.
No, I don't think so. I don't. I think Tom Brady wanted to go to a team that had the best, that he felt had the best chance of allowing him to win another Super Bowl. And I think that was not the New England Patriots as currently composed. Mm-hmm. I think that was a giant factor. I don't know why you're ignoring that.
I think that Brady would have came back if you would have offered him something. If you offer him something that's reasonable, competitive, and he decides to go somewhere else.
He was unhappy last year with the team as composed currently.
He was pretty happy when Antonio Brown was here.
He was.
Okay.
And Antonio Brown is not coming back.
Right. So maybe
that the horse has left the barn.
Well, guess
so
what?
So who else?
Stephon Diggs, DeAndre Hopkins, those two guys were available.
Are they on the team?
Well, no, but they were available.
But they couldn't.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Get them.
Well, maybe you pick up the phone and you see if Odell Beckham's available. There's still guys that you can go out and get.
You don't think Bill picked up the phone and tried to get guys?
All right. Well, like I said, enjoy 6-10 next year.
We're going to go to Tampa shortly and talk with Pat Donovan, a sports radio guy in Tampa.
The biggest voice in Tampa Bay.
I wonder if they'll have Tom Brady on every Monday on the Harbor One hotline there.
And you're telling me we only got 5 years of Belichick left.
Maybe 10.
Look at the destruction you've caused in Boston, Greg, since you went to EI. We've got a coronavirus pandemic. Brady's gone. The Bruins and Celtics don't even play, and the Red Sox are awful.
Let's see. This is Mike from Florida. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
What's up, Mike?
Not much. I'm still hurting on this.
Are you reeling? It's a gut punch.
Yeah, I'm going to hurt for this for a while, even though I am definitely all Team Brady. And I think the reason why is he's obviously the much more likable person when it comes to the Brady versus Belichick.
Sure.
I mean,
absolutely.
Belichick has proven himself to be not the warmest and fuzziest of guys. Mm-hmm. But I think what I'm looking at right now is I don't know if it's going to happen. We're going to find out. But I want to know what you guys think about it, because my thought is that Belichick's mentality, his way of thinking when it comes to coaching, I almost feel like he's becoming a dinosaur, where it's like an old school approach to the management of his personnel, his players, how he runs everything. I almost feel like the league is evolving to a point where without Brady, is he going to be able to maintain that type of mentality? if there is a lack of success as a result of not having, you know, the greatest player of all time to kind of bail him out. I mean, over the last few seasons, as the league has evolved, I feel like Brady bailed Belichick and his old school way of doing things out by showing up on the field and executing plays.
Maybe. Do you feel that way, Wiggy?
It's not a maybe. It's a yes. And that's the thing that you have to factor in. We all believe Bill is the greatest coach of all time. But when you look at the run that he's been on, there's been a lot of times Brady was able – we talked to Ninkovich the other day, Brady making the right decisions, Brady understanding where players needed to be, Brady not doing things that were going to hurt the team. Then when you needed Brady to put the team on his back and score 30-plus a game, he did that, and we complained about when are they going to get a defense. Here's the thing that you look at. When you look at teams that are competitive and that are fighting for a playoff spot every year, and I'm not saying it can't be done, but it's very difficult. We don't see many teams – doing it with quarterbacks that were drafted in the fourth round. Now, there will always be outliers, but when you look at the teams that are successful right now, those quarterbacks are generally pretty high draft picks, you know. And I'm not saying Stidham's not going to get it done, but just based on the track record of successful fourth round quarterbacks, it's going to be extremely difficult for him, a second-year guy who's thrown right into the fire.
This is Chuck. What's up, Chuck?
Hey, it's called the Hillman Jinx there, Greg.
Oh, boy.
I mean, you know, I've been here for a long time. It's been months that I've been here. I don't think it has anything to do with that. I really don't.
Oh, yes, it does. Yeah, 2018, last time you see the Red Sox win the World Series until the year 30,000 or whatever.
The ratings are good, but you jinxed everything else.
The ratings are excellent, Wiggy, but I don't like to talk about that. The ratings are excellent,
but everything else is falling apart around us.
I had heard that once Tom Brady was no longer on this show,
right,
there was going to be a precipitous drop in the ratings. Mm-hmm.
The ratings are up. Great.
That doesn't seem to have happened yet. I don't know.
We're exactly where I like to be, second place. Maybe. Perfect. My ceiling.
Less pressure when you're number two.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, you want to be chasing, not being chased.
Yeah.
Well, that's what the Pats are doing now. They're in fourth place in the East.
Yeah, wait till we get to Stidham Mondays on the Greg Hill Show.
I can't wait for that. You know, do you ask him then the quarterback Brady question of the week? Did you see how Tom performed? Can you learn anything from that?
What do you think Belichick's going to be like with Lou when they're 4-10?
So how long do you, Bill, how long do you keep Stidham in there for?
Are we getting this Tampa guy on the show, Curtis, or what?
Yeah, I thought we were doing it after the break.
Oh, we're doing it after the break. Okay. Oh, yeah. I thought we were doing it now. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Greg's excited. He's excited. He can't help himself.
I can't wait. I want to hear what kind of a drink special they're going to do to welcome Tom Brady to Tampa. You know they have happy hour down there, Wiggy. Hello, George.
Hey, what's happening?
What's up, George?
How you doing? Am I on the air?
You are. Yes, you are.
All right. What's up, guys? What's up, Wiggy?
What's up?
Is finest here. I moved to Florida back in 95. I've had the pleasure of watching the Tampa Bay Bucks for 20 years. Complete miserable. Rays, same thing. But I'm pissed at Belichick, too. He really, after 20 years, I didn't care if we went 3-13. He's got to retire a Patriot. It's disgusting the way they treated the guy.
But
I'm going to be like go ahead, Jermaine.
Now, that's my Jermaine impression.
Whatever the case may be.
Now, just wait, now. You ever notice Wiggy starts every question with now?
Now.
Now.
Now. But you want Tom Brady here, old, the team is going 3-13. You want to see that?
That's going to happen over the next 2 years?
I don't know. That's
wow.
what George just said.
No, that's what you're saying.
Well, how'd they do this year?
They were 12-4, and they stumbled the last game against the Dolphins, which would have gave them the 2 seed.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Noah.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, Noah?
Not much. So I just wanted to, you know, ask you guys if you think, you know, 6-10's being thrown around a lot, but maybe it's just my hope that, you know, Belichick will pull something a little better than that out. He always treats every other skill position as if, you know, once they want big money, they're replaceable and they can be gone. I know the quarterback is a much different position, but Don't you think he can, you know, make something happen to at least be, you know, above 6-10 average, if not
be 8-8?
Yeah, but
they have a tough schedule.
But
right?
Noah, how does he do that? Because see, here I think is the thing, right? So he puts together a good game plan, and now it comes down to the quarterback not making the wrong decision, like we've seen Brady before, or it becomes now Brady getting the players in the right places, getting on. He knows, hey, Jules, run this route like yeah. this. So now we don't get in a bad situation. You don't have that to fall back on. So now next year, when you're playing at Houston, you're playing at Kansas City, you're playing at Seattle, you're playing at the Rams, guess what? You're not going to have the quarterback who has that ability to get you out of those situations.
How do you know what Stidham can or can't be? We
because
don't know.
Every young quarterback who's drafted in the fourth round, a good majority of them go through some growing pains, especially when they're thrown in their second year. So I'm just basing it off of that, right? I'm basing it off of here's a young kid. He's never played. He's probably going to go through some growing pains. And then we'll see in 3 years if he's a good quarterback. Isn't Jimmy Garoppolo at times struggling with the 49ers? And he was the heir apparent.
How about a second-year, sixth-round draft pick who was thrown into the fire?
Like
how,
I said,
how did he do?
Those things happen every now and then.
Haley's
Comet comes
lightning
by.
Strikes. You can catch lightning in a bottle. How does that expression go?
I believe Wiggy's wrong. I think it's pronounced hair apparent.
Well, by the way.
What is it? Haley's Comet every 75 years? Maybe.
Halley's.
Halley's?
Also, Curtis, some good bathtub gin down in Tampa.
Ooh,
guarantee, I guarantee you can get. All right, we're going to go to Tampa next.
Yes, sir.
The market is a buzz. We'll talk to a sports radio guy down there coming up on The Greg Hill Show here at WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.